Hello, welcome to episode 2, season 2 of our True Tales from Harrods podcast. Now you may be wondering, whose voice is this? Well, my name is Lauren. I am a digital project manager and a member of our Racial Equality and Diversity Network. And to put it simply, I'm here to take over. With me in the room is the wonderful Tanya Nyamazawo from the MNC Saatchi Group. In celebration of Black History Month, the Read Network at Harrods has teamed up with MNC Saatchi's Heritage Network for an exclusive Black and Bold exhibition showcasing the work of contemporary Black visual artists who live and work in London. And Tanya is here to tell us all about it. Tanya, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I had a nice weekend. Feeling fresh for the week ahead.
Good. I can see we're wearing the same earrings as well. We're matching a bit. Well, it looks good on you.
Thank you.
And I love your braids too.
You as well.
So we can start by you telling us a bit about yourself and your role at MNC Saatchi Group.
Yeah, so I have been working at MNC Saatchi London, which is the advertising agency within the group, for about 4 years now. And I am currently a senior account manager, and I'm also the co-chair of the Heritage Network.
How did you create or start the network?
So it was created by a friend of mine called Joelle. There are like 6 different employee-led groups or networks within MNC Saatchi, and they all focus on like different diversity groups. So there's one for the LGBTQIA plus community, one for family, one for mental health, one for juniors, and one for like equalizing the gender experience. So Heritage focuses on ethnic minorities, and it was started by my friend Joelle. When I started the company, he used to just invite me to some events. People be getting together in a room, just chatting, talking. And then when he left, the position became open for co-chairs, and so I applied.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Thanks.
So you said you're a senior account manager at MNC Saatchi. Is that something you had always had ambitions to do? Or like, what did you see yourself doing when you were 5 years old?
So when I was young, I was like one of those people that wanted to do everything when I was younger, I think. I used to want to be a lawyer for some reason. Like, probably more a barrister, just like in court being like, Your Honour, you're overruled. Like that kind of stuff. Yeah. I think I just always liked a sense of justice. So I think that's why like the lawyer bit came in. But I also did like theatre school when I was younger. So I really wanted to go into acting. I thought I was going to have my own show, be on the West End. That didn't happen. I think when I got into university, I studied psychology and I was curious. I was like, I might become a clinical psychologist, but I wasn't too sure exactly what I wanted to do. But there were the modules on like behavioral psychology, which I found really, really interesting. I remember like around that time, the John Lewis adverts would always become a really big deal around Christmas. And me and my sister used to sit there and like pick them apart and be like, You know, there's actually a group of people that came up with this advert and they work in agencies. Like it was kind of my sister's dream, which I stole a little bit. But she always says it now. She's like, I wanted to work in advertising. From then and like talks at uni that I saw on advertising, that was kind of where I was like, let me go into it. Let me research it. And client services, I thought was the role that kind of best suited me out of all of them.
Nice. What gets you up in the morning?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I want to know what motivates you. How do you start your day? Let the people know.
What motivates me? Morning status calls with my clients. but I guess more like on a deeper purpose-driven level, I feel like everybody's got certain burdens which are like put on their heart, certain topics that they really care about and kind of want to make a change in, whether that's like tackling homelessness or poverty or child poverty or hunger, like that kind of stuff. And I think for me, like I've always just been really interested in like a sense of justice and like equality in society. And more specifically, being a Black woman about race. So I think for me, I just have this sense of like, I know I want to make a change. This is a topic I really care about. And I feel like I'm lucky enough to be in certain rooms and in certain institutions where I feel like I can make a change. And so even when I'm tired and I'm like, I just want to sleep, I'm like, do you know what? I've got Heritage Network work to do. And I know that it's like bigger than me. So that kind of motivates me and keeps me going.
So we have the Black and Bold exhibition running at the moment. Tell us how that came about and the partnership with the Read Network.
So the lovely Taylor reached out to me and she was really interested in putting on an art exhibition for Black History Month, which is something the Heritage Network has done before, kind of on a smaller scale. And I guess just M&C Saatchi as a group are really interested in art and like celebrating upcoming artists and creatives. So we knew we wanted to do something for Black History Month. So when Taylor got in contact, I was like, yeah, let's definitely put something together. So we started working alongside our gallery activation manager, Sophie, to put together a contemporary art show for Black History Month.
And how did you go about finding some of the artists that will have their work on display?
Oh, it was really informal, actually. I think a lot of it was like recommendations, work that we'd seen before, work we'd seen on Instagram. I think a lot of us are quite into art. So naturally, we just knew certain people who were great artists or were recommended certain people. And we had like a long list. Like we wanted to put everyone in the exhibition. But we just went through the list together and picked our final 11 artists.
Yeah, I love it. I love the concept of it and just celebrating and empowering Black voices in what would be a non-traditional way. What does the work of the artist represent to you?
So we called it Black and Bold, which is a bit like, oh, cliche, Black and Bold. But genuinely, I feel like all of the art really does represent just being a Black person in Britain today. And it's all very bold work. Like when you see it, I think it's quite visually striking. But I also think, yeah, like what it represents, like you said, art is traditionally not very, it's not a very diverse space. And so I think in these artists, just the mere fact that they're existing and putting Black people in their work is quite a bold move, I'd say, in the traditional art world. So yeah, the exhibition really does represent being Black and being bold by its meaning, but also visually just how it looks as well.
Are there any particular stories behind the art that you'd like to share?
Ooh, so I'm yet to meet some of the artists still, and I can't wait to actually find out what some of the stories behind the work means. But I know that one of our artists called Sarah Owusu, she has got a painting in our exhibition called Jacqueline, and it's from her like first solo show called Futurism, An Ode to My African Face. And I just think it's really nice because essentially the work kind of shows that, you know, in the society we're living in, Eurocentric features are often championed, and that kind of means the opposite for Black features a lot of the time. But I think her work just unapologetically says, these are Black faces, these are their features. And the work is really large as well. So I think it's just quite nice to see Black faces kind of blown up in portraits. And it's just, yeah, really visually beautiful to see. And the message is really nice as well.
Do you have any artists that speak to you that aren't part of the exhibition?
Oh, that aren't part of the exhibition.
Yeah.
That is a good question. Kehinde Wiley, who recently had an exhibition at the National Gallery. That exhibition was amazing.
I think I've heard of him. Is he British?
He's not, but his exhibition was like in Britain, and like a lot of Black British people that I know that are like really into art and culture, they went to it. It was really good.
Did he do the Obamas?
Maybe. He might have. That sounds kind of familiar. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay,
but
cool.
Yeah, he has like really cool artwork. I think it's like oil paintings on these massive canvases.
I think he's the one who did the Obamas. Hang on, let me double check.
He might have. His stuff is really, really cool. And when I was reading like the blurb when I went, I think he speaks about like showing Black people within nature. Like that's his whole thing. So it's really interesting. You'll have like this beautiful boat in the middle of the ocean, and it will have like Black people in it who are just like wearing Nike in their trainers, or like people on a mountain, again, just like in everyday clothes. And I think he said that he in particularly painted people from like Soho, different parts of New York, and I think Haiti as well. So yeah.
Yeah, really, so to confirm it, he's actually not British, he's American. And he did indeed, he did the painting of the Obamas. And he's, fun fact, he's Nigerian, and his name means he's a twin.
Ah.
Fellow Nigerian.
I love that. Yeah, his work is really cool. Because I think, again, it reminds me a bit of like the art space, in that, you know, often you will see these like nature photos of like mountains and scenic sunsets. But what you won't see often is like having Black protagonists in the pictures. But he does that really nicely. And I think it kind of makes you stop and think and like, oh, this picture's beautiful, but a bit different. Why is it different? And yeah, I think it is based on the protagonist he used, but really nice work.
course. I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to know a bit more about you. Tell us what it was like growing up as a young Black British woman in London.
Oh, well, I'd say I grew up in Highgate, North London, and I went to theatre school. So growing up was a bit different for me because I didn't always have peers who looked like me or could relate to certain things that I'd been through, just stuff like hair even. Like when you're younger, you're a bit like, I feel different and it feels odd. But I think I was quite blessed that my dad has always been really big into like music and art and culture. And he worked in like the African music scene in like the 80s to like the early noughties. So he was someone that like always instilled like Black pride in me and just being really proud of like where you're from. Even if you don't have other people around you who you can share that with, you can be the one that shares the history with them. You can be the one that shares culture with them. Like he even used to go into my school with like pamphlets for Black History Month to be like to the teachers, like, if you guys don't have any literature, here you go. And I had a really amazing like teacher who was like, yeah, we're definitely going to like pick this up in the curriculum, even though it's not officially in it. So yeah, I guess that was kind of growing up. And then as I've gotten older, it's been amazing just to see in Black Britain how much pride there is now for being Black. I'm not saying that there wasn't before, but I think, you know, with social media, it's easier to be vocal about this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd say it's looking up for Black Britain, definitely. People are doing amazing things. There are amazing people in the art and music and cultural scene who are just representing and platforming Black creatives, which is partly what we wanted to do with this exhibition, just make sure that we are, you know, platforming upcoming artists who do amazing work.
So you've told us about the exhibition that is running throughout October. What can people expect?
Oh, I think people can expect to see various different mediums of art. I think when we were going through the artists we wanted to pick, we were really conscious about picking different art forms and not just sticking to like, as much as I love portraits and canvas and oil paintings, like we wanted it to be quite diverse and have a difference of mediums. Mm-hmm. So that's something to expect. I think also just different messages. I think the great thing about art is it can be interpreted in many different ways. And you can look at different things in different ways and you can feel different things. Like it's been amazing just even when we were installing the art, asking just various people, like the person installing it, like, what's your favorite piece? And it's completely different to mine because certain pieces speak to me in a different way and they resonate with other people in other ways. So I think coming with an open mind, just expecting to be touched and to kind of like look into the deeper messages of it.
So we've just had the launch event, which was incredible. When you was planning the event, tell us some of the details that you were thinking of.
So I think we really wanted every aspect of the event to have Black and Bold in it. So we love catering at an event, but small details, just like having a Black supplier to provide the catering for the event, having a DJ who is a Black woman and who has a mix of genres in her bag, which ranges across the Black diaspora from like Afrobeats to Amapiano to dancehall music to reggae. So I think it was really important for us to ensure that even in the bits that, you know, I guess even in the detail of the event, Black and Bold was still in it. So that's something we really wanted to come across. We wanted to make sure all the artists were there and it was great to meet some of them so that they could talk to people directly about their work and just a great opportunity for people to network and share drinks over some artwork, really.
What are you hoping to gain from the exhibition this month? So what do you want people to take away?
That's a really good question. I think a big one would be representation in the workplace. So the exhibition is being held at MNC Saatchi's offices. And I mean, just like by design, the architecture is just a very blank white space, which is really lovely. But I just think there's something really visually powerful about having all this Black artwork up in October, filling like the white spaces. So I think from a representation point of view, it is amazing for employees and clients and everyone that's coming into the building and all the people that are going to visit through the month, just to see all that artwork up there. But we'd also like to platform and kind of raise the profile of the Black artists included. A lot of the contemporary artists have done amazing things, and I'm sure they're going to go on to have really long careers. And so I think it's just amazing to be here in their journey and to support them. And hopefully with, you know, Harrods employees going there and M&C Saatchi clients being there and other people in the community viewing it, it will just give them like a lot more coverage, and hopefully a lot more people can discover their work through this exhibition.
Oh, I love that. So tell the people who'd like to get involved or who want to come and experience the exhibition, where can they find it?
So it will be up for the whole month of October in M&C Saatchi's London headquarter offices. In order to come, you just have to email reception@mcsaatchi.com and let them know what day and what time you would like to visit, and they'll book you in.
Amazing. Sounds so good. It's been so lovely to meet you and talk to you, Tanya. So just to recap, the exhibition is running throughout the entire month of October. Book a place to go and see the exhibition. And that brings us to the end of our takeover. I love chatting with Tanya about all things art. I had such a wonderful time at the opening night of the exhibition. You have until the 28th of October, guys, so be quick with it. But for now, that's all from the Reed Network. Please hit the subscribe button if you would like to receive more episodes as soon as they become available. As always, you can keep up to date with what we are doing via the Together Harrods Instagram. Have a great day. Bye.